This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. Department of Justice wants Colorado to turn over election data. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods reports Secretary of State Jenna Griswold is worried about how those records will be used.
A May 12th letter from the Justice Department demanded, quote, all records from Colorado's 2024 federal elections. Griswold says her office responded by sending current and historical versions of its voter file, which are available upon request to any member of the public.
The records will confirm our elections are safe and transparent in that our retention of records is robust and legally compliant.
In the letter, the DOJ says they received a complaint about Colorado's election record retention, but didn't provide specifics. Griswold and other officials suspect the request may be tied to former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters, who is in prison for election tampering.
Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. The head of Colorado's County Clerks Association says that Department of Justice request could reach election officials throughout the state. Matt Crane says most records for the 2020 and 2024 elections are at county offices.
So at some point, the state, I'm sure, is going to say we can respond to the records we have, but most of the records from the election are in the county offices. We're waiting to see if that means that they are going to request this from all 64 counties.
Crane says he believes the request is linked to the conviction of former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters, but regardless of motive, his advice to clerks would be to speak with their county attorneys and to comply with any requests from the federal government. Republicans in the Colorado Senate have chosen a lawmaker from Alamosa to lead their caucus. Senator Cleve Simpson will replace the former minority leader who resigned to lead a conservative nonprofit. This is CPR News and KRCC.